When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
NWA 517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative, we don't want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind, over?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
Number 71, Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
Number 71, Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's American 1095. Yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Did we just call about the UFOs? They're out there. Same airplanes.
Howdy, dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
Right now, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for being here and taking the time out to listen tonight. Our guest tonight is Kathy, and Kathy comes to us from Michigan in the US, and she will be sharing sightings she and her family had when she lived in a small rural town in Wyoming in the 1970s, and a scary encounter on a dark country road Kathy and her boyfriend had late one night. Let's jump into it tonight. I want to welcome Kathy to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for coming on and sharing your encounter with us. Could you please start with your early experience as a child and then take the listeners up to your encounter in 1974?
Sure. When I was younger, I live in the United States, and we lived in Illinois, And I can't remember the exact year, the exact month or anything, but I do remember being on a trip with my parents. And I was like 8 or 9. It was a summer vacation. And we were traveling and there were strange lights in the sky, different colors and little different formations. There were a lot of them. And we were traveling and you could tell from the traffic being slowed down, many other people were watching it. And I remember that was the first time I'd really heard of anything about UFOs or anything. And my parents were discussing it and we're discussing it afterwards. And it was in local newspapers and things. So I had a somewhat of an open mind that there could be aliens out there or at least unidentified craft. But our family was never one that we were UFO hunters or anything remotely like that. So it wasn't like we just saw a strange light and automatically thought there were aliens after us or something. But then we moved to the state of Wyoming. And out there, we experienced some strange things. My parents weren't ranchers, but the neighbors all were. And I recall several neighbors reporting that they found cattle that had been mutilated. This would be in the 1970s. And I don't recall any newscast stories coming around there to do. I know one neighbor, I was trying to get my parents to let me go down and see this steer they'd found that had been mutilated. And they were like, no, he buried the thing. They don't want the news teams out there and a bunch of weirdos out there trying to take pictures and things. So, and then we also had some activity and the night sky south of where we lived, we would see a flashing light and it would always be in the same general area. And I used to watch it through my dad's scope on his gun or binoculars. Sometimes a bunch of us would get out and watch this light. And it was just a bar of light stationary. So I suppose it possibly could have been some kind of helicopter or something, but it would be in the same area, not moving. And it would shoot down like from each end, a beam of light that would form a V down into one light. It looked like towards the ground or actually to the ground because this was quite a ways away. And then the light would just stay there for a moment and then it would just disappear. And then a few minutes later, it would do it again. And this would go on. I know sometimes stand out there a half an hour to an hour watching it. We always stay in the same place and we never did hear what it was. We were about 120 miles away from an Air Force base. And a lot of us would discuss maybe it was experimental craft they were doing at the Air Force base. So just overall, I was somewhat to the, open to the idea that there might be aliens out there or things. And then my incident that happened one night, my boyfriend and I were leaving Douglas, Wyoming. You can find this on a map if you want. And going to Shawnee, Wyoming, it's like almost 25-mile trip. And we'd seen a movie. We weren't drinking or doing any kind of drugs. And there was not a lot of traffic on the interstate highways back then, especially towards, later at night. And we'd left Douglas and noticed off to the right of us, there was a bright light. And I recall thinking, what's that light over there? And I thought, maybe it's the train. Oh, wait, there's no trains out through here. It was like a big, like you might see on the engine of a train at night, a brighter light than what a headlight would be. And we're watching it as we're driving along, and then the light zips up and kind of gets parallel to us, but off in the countryside area, not where there would be, not on the road. And then we thought, we're discussing what it was and I thought maybe it was ranchers out spotlighting coyotes. Because out there, the ranchers will go out at night with spotlights on their truck looking for coyotes to shoot because they're predators after their sheep. And then we were thinking, wait, this terrain next to where we're at on the road is too rough. It's like the Badlands of South Dakota. It's very rugged with gullies and washouts. There's no road there that you could drive along right next to the interstate like they were doing. And this light fed up and it was just exactly parallel to us. And we're like, okay, what the heck is this thing? Is it a helicopter? Is somebody in a helicopter out there? What are they, then the light was getting a little bigger. And he sped way up and it sped way up. Then he slowed way down to like 20 miles an hour. It slowed down. We're like, wait a minute, I don't think a helicopter moves like that. And we continued on like that. It's, I think, about a 14-, 13-, 14-mile trip. And the light would follow along right with us. And it also, it got brighter. And I wish I was good with distances. I really couldn't say how far it was away from us. But the light shining in towards looked like it had to be at least 3 or 4 foot across. And it was a bright white light. It wasn't colored in any way. And it was shining right into the cab of the pickup. And it's where it illuminated, just like if you were shining a spotlight in on us. And we were getting kind of freaked out. So again, like he'd speed up, slow down, trying to lose this thing. Then it just kept, whatever he did, it followed right along with us. And also, I think the radio quit transmitting. The radio shut off while we were driving. And then all of a sudden, the thing shoots straight up into, like, straight up and off, zoop, just like as fast as that, zoop, and disappeared. We're like, I remember, we're like, what was that thing? What is going on? Like, well, it's gone. And then pretty soon, we maybe went a mile, if even that, just a little ways down, and the thing appeared right back again. And it did that like 3 times on the trip, where it just followed along with us, the light shining into the cab of the truck. I don't remember feeling anything like we were dizzy or any sensations as far as other than just being scared. And the light just followed us along, and then it would just zip up and off, like zoop, and just disappear. It was so fast, there was no helicopter or any other craft I could think of that could move that way. And then when it reappeared, zip, and would just, we were watching. So a little pin of light would show up, and then just, it would just appear big again, right up next to us. And just followed along until we had a turn off. And luckily at one other time it disappeared like that, we made a turn off and went down the secondary road we needed to go to my parents' house where I lived. Then we never saw it again. And we were scared to death. I don't recall, we were asking other people in the area if they'd heard, seen anything or heard of anybody who'd seen anything that night. Nobody that we knew had seen anything else. And so I still have no idea what that thing was, but it wasn't, definitely wasn't a land vehicle. And I could not imagine that a helicopter remotely could move the way that thing did. So we have no idea what it was. And the, the light too, neither of us could make out any details of a craft or anything. All we could see was the light. There was no other, it was awfully bright to look at. And there was, I know we were both looking like, see if we could figure out what that was. And we could not make out any other details other than it was a light. And again, I don't really know how far it was from us or what it was doing. If it was just checking us out, I don't know what it was doing. And that's pretty much my story. Funny thing was here, through social media, that guy, we were engaged at the time. This was in 1974. So it's been a while. He got a hold of me. And we actually had several conversations. But when we brought up, we were talking about encountering that UFO or a strange light. And he remembered it just the same way I did, too. He said, he remembers it just as well as I do, even though it's been a long time. And I was going to say, too, after through the years, I've heard of some other similar encounters where people think that if you've been abducted, they may leave sort of markers inside of you to track you. And then later on, they will look for you and scan you to see if they find that. Now, after through the years of hearing little stories about that, I wondered if somehow an alien beings spotted us and were scanning us to see if we were some of their contactees and then didn't bother us because we weren't. I don't know what they were doing. I have no idea what, why some craft would be shining lights on us. And I really can't recall. Well, I don't listen to everything out there, but I can't recall hearing any other stories where a craft followed somebody and just shined lights on them, like they're in, I don't know if they were inspecting us or checking us out or what.
I've heard accounts.
Yeah. So similar ones?
Similar ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Some with missing time, some without.
Yeah. That's Now, we didn't experience any missing time because my mother was fairly strict, and that would have been, she wouldn't have gone for that one even if it would have showed up 4 hours late or something and said, I'm bringing your daughter home from the movies 4 hours late, but because we were abducted by aliens, my mom would have bought that one.
I bet she wouldn't have done.
And been like, sure, fine, you're still grounded. Actually, that does have the incident does have a bit of an impact on me just through the years talking with people about different things with the possibility of aliens or things. Or in Michigan, I've heard there's a lot of sightings of craft going in and out of the water on the western side of the state. One of my friends says, we should go up sometime there and watch for them. I'm like, no, I don't care to. I want to watch on the news when people make contact with them. I don't want to have anything to do with seeing them or being near them. Experience was enough for me. I did also, years later, I dated a gentleman. I won't name names, but he worked at a radar base in Opine, Montana, up near the Canadian border. He told me that, I specifically asked him, and he said, yeah, they've spotted things that were not any craft they knew of on radar. And I asked him, what do you guys do with the information? He said, we just reported to our commanding officer, and we're not supposed to discuss it. So, but he told me personally that, yeah, they do spot things on the radar, and they're told not to discuss it with the public.
Happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In the US now, they've changed their actual guidelines on how things are reported. It's still remaining classified, just making it easier for pilots and personnel to actually report things without being, you know, deranked or put on gardening leave.
That's what I've heard. And I've heard other countries, you know, like I've heard Mexico openly reports things on their news channels. And I wish that was the way it was here.
Very open.
Yes. So that people could do enough reports. I personally would feel safer to think that if there's something out there, which I think there is, that our government knew about it and was watching it and was setting up a plan to help us or protect us versus saying that doesn't exist. You're crazy, you know.
Most of South America are actually very open about it.
Yeah. What's it like in Britain?
Pretty much the same as America.
Yeah.
Very hush hush.
Right. Or people are like, well, that's crazy. There can't be anything out there. To me, I'd see opposite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. I took astronomy when I was in college 100 years ago, and what we know now about what's out there is so many more multifold times, you know, vast as what we previously thought. I think it's crazy to not think that there's other creatures, beings out there.
Of course, and that's the right way of thinking. Crazy not to believe that.
Right. Just because I can't see bacteria doesn't mean they don't exist.
That's exactly it.
Like I said, anymore I don't even sometimes like to look at the night sky. I'm always like, I'm just going where I'm going. Don't anybody bother me. I'm scared of aliens. And I after my little encounter thing, I'm never say I'm paranoid, but I don't go looking for them. And I was going to say in Wyoming, too, I never did do this. I heard people talk about an area on Casper Mountain that there would be craft regularly come in and out of there and land. Now, I don't know if that, you know, was gossip back in the day or if it was military craft doing it. But I never wanted to go investigate for myself. But I heard several people talk about it. But it was always more of like, my friend went up there or a friend of a friend went and saw the thing. And I had another friend who was out taking pictures one day and saw, well, those types of the saucer type craft with a little cap on top. Like she said, she's clearly saw it and she was taking pictures of the kids or something and took a couple pictures of it. It disappeared into the clouds, but I saw pictures of hers, and this was before Photoshop or anything. These are real photos, you know, that shows that thing flying in the air, and even through the clouds again you could see it. I saw like three pictures of it, and it's no plane or helicopter, but she's the only other person I know that had some sort of encounter, you know, with any sort of evidence.
Was that many years ago? Does she still have them?
You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to her in years. Yeah, this was many years ago, like 1980 or so. So I should try to find out, though, and I could send you copies of the pictures.
Yeah, sure.
These pictures, and, you know, if she still has negatives or pictures, I know I personally saw them. And like I said, they were way before Photoshop. Now I don't trust anything I see. I take it, you know, like, yeah, I think somebody could fake that, you know, but I don't know if you can fake negatives, so...
No, I don't believe you can.
I wish I knew some way to find out. That's why I wish our government would be more open to things. Like, we could have reported that night or called someplace, and maybe they could have tracked it on radar and found out, you know, seen what this thing was, or sent U.S. aircraft to investigate what the thing was. But I wish I knew for sure what it was. And I wish there would have been a way. This is my friend who was, you know, there with me that night. We were both talking, make sure our memories were this, you know, like, I can't remember making anything out that you could see what type of thing it was. It was just a light that should never have been there. There's no way it should have been there. I wish I would have been able to make out what type of a craft it was, some sort of shape, but that light was so bright, you couldn't make out any details behind it.
Was there any sound?
No, I don't recall any sound. And this was in the summer, and we had the windows down, and no, don't remember any sort of sound. And then we were like thinking afterwards, the radio had quit working, and the truck never stalled or anything, or the headlights didn't go out or anything like that. It was just the radio quit working. Or that we recall, if we had missing time, it wasn't long.
Yeah, I'm sure your mother would would have let you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I do recall after that, I'd be scared going on that stretch of road by myself. I'd be driving, looking left and right, see if there was anything weird. Just like, just please get home, okay. You know, I don't want to see this, whatever it was, again. It did impact me and had a little impact through actually the rest of my life. Because I was going to say in Wyoming, there's kind of desolate too. There could be, you know, like I live in the state of Michigan now, and there's so much traffic, there'd be, you know, hundreds of people saw anything, would see the same thing. So, you know, like, I'd be apprehensive. I wasn't like petrified, scared to death, but just like, oh, I got to drive by. Okay, well, and just be looking, you know, like, I don't know what I was going to do if the light ever appeared again. I never had a plan, you know. Well, like I told you, my story isn't very dramatic, maybe, but I think a lot of reports really aren't, unless you've actually had contact with whatever's out there. And I'd still like to, the only thing I've heard possibly is if maybe aliens were scanning us to see if we were some of their contactees, and why they just, or if they were just, what, I don't know, just what, like, what the heck are those creatures doing in that green truck? You know, I don't know. I just wish I knew what they were doing, why, you know, I don't know what they were doing. I wish I knew what they were doing, or who or what it was, because it was nothing that I still am aware of. It wasn't a plane. It wasn't a helicopter. It couldn't have been a land vehicle on that rough terrain where there was no road. Couldn't be people in a four, you know, like a four wheeler type or motorcycle or anything. The only thing left in my mind it could have been is a spacecraft from alien sources. So,
do you think they were looking down at you and thinking, why are they in such a hurry?
I hadn't thought of that. Like, maybe they just wanted to stop and visit. Like, why are they trying to run away from us? I don't know.
And it's made you a definite believer.
Well, yeah, there's, yeah, yeah. Well, even before that, I think it was kind of in my mind that aliens could be out there from when I was younger. We saw all those strange lights, and we watched those for miles. They were across Illinois, and that was in the news and stuff. There was strange lights, and like, what could they have been? And then I think sometimes, you know, people think, oh, they're experimental military craft or something, you know, but then why wouldn't they put that in the news more, you know, like, and here's the real life picture of it, and here's it doing this again to show people. So
back to secrecy again.
That's one of my friends, I said something about they want to do something today. I said, oh no, I'm doing da-da. I told them what I was doing. They're like, you never told me you'd seen a UFO. I said, I don't like to always talk about, I mean, I'm not scared to talk about it, but they're like, I've known you like 5 years. You never told me you got chased by a UFO. I said, well, you'll get to hear about it now.
And it goes on like that.
Yeah. The same thing with like ghosts or things, or people say, well, I don't believe in ghosts, but you know, I love this place that, you know, and then they'll start, I'm like, well, that was a spirit probably, you know?
Yeah, that's right. It's exactly the same. And just about everybody has a story of some sort.
Right. Or if they don't experience themselves, it was their brother or their dad or somebody right close to them that had something happen weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wish it was more on the news or even, well, like I'll bring Bigfoot here, like, which I believe in the possibility they could exist. Sure. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But if I had to vote on it, I'd say more likely they could exist. And then some people will say, well, people would have found them. I know. I said, a lot of people aren't looking. But if you listen or see the shows on TV and on YouTube, the accounts, there's tons of people that are reporting sightings of some sort of creatures. I don't think they're all making this up for attention.
Yeah, in America, there is a lot of reports.
Yeah.
More than people realize.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And if that, I think, you know, with social media and everybody, you know, having cell phones and everything, that there's just the activity was probably always going on, but people weren't reporting it. Now yeah. People are like, yeah, they're networking more, so you hear more reports. But and I was gonna this was strange. It's probably been 10 years ago. My daughter, a friend of hers, had a psychic come to her house as a get together for girlfriends, and she invited me to come too. They paid the psychic, and the lady was doing readings. So everybody she was doing, they kind of went off in a separate room, but people would come back and you're like, oh my God, she told me there's no way she could have known that she'd known about my dead boyfriend from high school, about the things, you know, about spirits contacting their dead loved ones. And guess what she talked to me about when I got with her? Aliens. And I'm like, wait, I want to hear about my dead loved ones. And she's, oh, you don't have anybody contacting with any urgent messages. But she said, have you seen things recently going on? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, what is she, this coop, talking about? But now I wonder if somehow, I don't know if there's some sort of network with aliens that contact people that I don't know that you don't know about or something. Does that sound strange?
No, there is a lot we don't know.
That's what I'm like. That's why I came out and I was like, I was disappointed. And she was telling me about a lake in Michigan that she's personally seen UFOs go in and out of. And then on the big lakes, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, of accounts. And she said, I think in the next, you know, few years, it's going to be made a lot more public about UFOs, and our government's even going to acknowledge it. And she's going, and she kept like, you haven't had any recent contacts with anybody? And I'm like, no. I'm like, what is she talking about? But I wondered, like, maybe somehow the aliens through the years do keep track of you. Maybe they never had to touch me to track me or something, and it freaks me out. Because why would she bring that stuff up?
Yeah, it's an unusual.
Yeah. I had forgot about that. I don't know if that has any meaning or she's just a kook, you know. But everybody else, she did these psychic readings that hit right on home with them and was telling them about health issues that only they knew about and things like that. And everybody, I'm like, she talked to me about aliens. What else?
Well, she spoke to you about something only you knew about, so.
But I was like sitting there going, well, I don't know. What is she doing? No, I don't know. And I don't think I've ever had any other sort of, close up seeing anything strange, you know. But then I start wondering, maybe I haven't blocked it out or something. I don't know. But I try not to ever really, I don't mean like I'm obsessed or paranoid, but I just had thought about that with that psychic lady. Why is she bringing up aliens with me? I wanted to hear about my dead mom and dad. Did they have messages for me or things like that? Or am I going to win the lottery or something? I don't know. You know, I live in a more populated area in Michigan, and I don't go out searching for anything, that's for sure. Which I've heard of abductions in the cities, but I really don't think I've ever been abducted or been any other encounters with aliens, or I don't have missing time things or anything, you know. And to me, from like, if I was the American government or the British government, I would want to talk to everybody that had any sort of contact, gather information, because what kind of technology can be, you know, I'm just saying this as if it's positively true. How can they teleport somebody up into a craft and you know, I don't know, you know, how can they make them come through walls and, you know, how can they do that? I would be investigating it like crazy.
I think they are, and I think they do know, and they've known for a very, very long time. If we kind of go by what's coming out in the media, because the media has changed somewhat in the last couple of years, I think we're pretty much going to like a really soft disclosure. It may take several years, but I think this is the starting point.
Yeah, and with the, you know, it seems like forever we've had the internet, but it's just good. You know, there's more and more and more information being shared.
It's not always the right information, though. I think that's the problem.
Well, that's true too. But I wish there was a more, or maybe there is. Maybe our government secretly is working a lot more on what people realize. But I wish it would become mainstream knowledge, so it would make me feel safer and to understand things versus being scared of them.
Yeah, that's why it's important for people to network, for people to share their encounters and stories.
And in Michigan here too, it's probably been 5-6 years ago, there was a report in the newspaper that some young guy saw. He said it was a football-sized craft going over near Saginaw, Michigan, which isn't, well, I guess Lake Huron's not that far away. But he spotted something in the sky, and he said you could make out, like, portholes, windows, et cetera, details on it. And it was huge going over. And no way it could have been a plane or anything. And then you never hear anything else about it, you know. And I don't think the guy was making it up, but it was in the newspaper. So if the guy seemed totally paranoid or schizophrenic or something, I don't think they would even bother to print it. But I hear things like that and then nothing else about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually the case.
Well, this has been really interesting.
Yeah, it's been wonderful having you on today, Kathy.
This has been great to talk to you. All right, and thank you. And I hope somebody finds it interesting. So,
I guarantee they will. Well, that's it for today. Remember, if you've had an encounter and would like to share it on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.